Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
That is right. Good middle of the week. It is Dom time. Even though it's a day after the big day, the breakdown of the first 100 days, I'd say, is more intense today. Tonight, you have News Nation, President Trump on with Stephen A. Smith, O'Reilly. O'Reilly will be on the show tomorrow. We'll have a lot of sound from it. And Cuomo, it should be interesting to see how they parse everything. And the big news today is a big economic day. The GDP. What does that mean, that it is stagnant? Is it due to the tariffs? Well, Larry Kudlow will be here. Is it due to Biden somewhat? He'll be here at 12:30. The name, and somebody who's pro-Trump and say Trump is really delivered, but I don't think thinks the tariffs have been manipulated fully correctly, and we still have some room for that. Market's not responding well to this GDP growth. Every other number, though, that's out there, there are tremendous gains here. So I thought I'd ask you this in your own life, 855-839-1210. Breitbart, even, which is very pro-Trump, says that some of this is due to the fact that it's artificial in a sense that the imports are up a staggering 5%. The reason is, before some of the tariffs go into play, companies and individuals, now, you're not importing, hey, I'm going to take a load of rice because we eat a lot of rice, like a shipload. But companies that are in this are thinking ahead and thinking if the tariffs are there, they're kind of temporary, everything's going to cost more, so we're going to get ahead of that. And that's a number that drives down your GDP. I think that's what Kudlow's going to say. So I thought I'd ask, have you purchased something to try to get ahead of what's going to happen with the tariffs, like stocking up on any kind of household product? Let's take four of them instead of your usual number because you're afraid of that. So the import number is up. The other numbers, the numbers that are more reliable as far as how people are looking at things economically, are not bad to very good. And again, we're bringing in one of the big guns, and particularly someone who's pro-Trump, but not afraid to say when he thinks they need to be back into some kind of line. Here's the wildest of the data. This will be cut 17. The one thing on the day yesterday or today that there's no doubt about is the success that Trump is having with the border slash overall immigration slash pushing back on this. The Philadelphia Inquirer has like 30 or 40 printed pages And they're the first thing they talk about, the 100 days here in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, the fact that people that are here illegally have some feelings of insecurity. Well, maybe they'll self-deport. Maybe they'll go home. That's the lead. And that's exactly where Trump has been successful. In other words, the blatancy of this stuff. It's not just the border, but the blatancy of we're here illegally. So what? We're going to do whatever we want. That's gone. Now, Henry's got, I think, I would argue, his top guest coming up tomorrow that he's been able to snag, unless you think of someone bigger. It's not necessarily a big name, but at 12:30 or 12:45, depending, we're going to have the head of the local AFL-CIO on tomorrow because they're bringing Bernie here on Thursday. I got to go down and cover that one if possible, or somehow or another get somebody. Bernie Sanders on May Day coming here. Henry, would you say that's the biggest, given the scheme? It's not just a name, but somebody we usually don't get.
I don't know. I thought I did a good job with the union guys as well. I don't know. This is kind of, it's up there, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a union guy, prime guy, and particularly, it's not just out of the blue. He's bringing Bernie Sanders here on that big tour on May Day. Wow.
Well, things considered, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, May Day. I'm going to fly a May Day over Philadelphia with this here. So, you know, unions are friends. I'll get into this. It's not the SEIU. It's the AFL-CIO, and I think a lot of them voted for Trump. Is Bernie Sanders now, though, carrying the ball for them? That's what we'll talk about. He'll be here around 12:30, 12:45 tomorrow. And as I said, we usually don't tout a guest that much in advance, but that's what I believe talk radio needs more of. You know, and if you don't have the guts to do that, well, then I don't know. You want to debate people that are in the news. I mean, I would put AOC on in studio for 3 hours. We'd cater something here. You know, I'm sure the menu would tell us her tastes, which are not exactly good on the inequality front since she flies first class or private jets. How do you do that? How do you get on a private jet and then get out there and lecture and excoriate people on income inequality? It's got to be a little bit tricky, you know? All right. So the GDP thing. I told you the backstory to that. Have you bought more stuff anticipating the tariffs? Is that something you'd consider? And that appears to be something driving the number. In other words, people like Larry Kudlow and others that I respect, I don't know, EJ and Tony is touring somewhere, but we couldn't get him, would say, yes, this shocking, the amount of import that's going on, up 5%. And that's going to artificially make you think the economy, if you just look at GDP, is not doing well. When it is, based upon any number of other numbers that Wall Street's turning out today. But here's Schumer, and this is smart, I guess, in his point. You know, this is exactly an argument you can make. Go right at your enemy, and Trump is an enemy of Schumer and Democrats. Go right at your enemy's strength. Try to weaken them there. Try to make them defend that. And Trump's strength, without a doubt, it's bulletproof. Fort Knox is the border, immigration, illegal immigration, saying, no, you're not blatantly going to get away with this. Listen to what Schumer says, though. 17.
On border security, the White House and Republicans are touting the claim that illegal crossings are down by 95%. Godways, as they call them, are down by 99%. And only 4 nationals were released into the country compared to many more under the Biden administration during the interview. Look, is that not a sign that the Republicans...
I'd say one thing to you. I don't trust Trump's numbers.
That's the best we got. That's what he's going to go with. So here's a guy that doesn't trust these numbers at the border, but he sat there with a completely diminished president allowing 15 million or plus to come into the country. He doesn't trust those numbers. Now, the numbers are the numbers. It is secure. And you can feel it. You can feel the vibe. The Inquirer is acknowledging that. They're saying people are shaking in their boots here. They are worried about what may happen here. Well, they should be. They're here illegally. And they're not going to blatantly go down Broadway celebrating they're here illegally with parades and everything else. That's not going to continue. 855-839-1210. This will be cut 12. So President Trump yesterday in Michigan And I think you ought to talk about this more. Sometimes at a rally, people are just there, the celebrity, the excitement with Trump. By the way, did you see Scott Jennings, CNN, had covering it? And I'll play you. Scott Jennings spoke. Trump called him up yesterday in Michigan. Hope to have him on the show tomorrow. Here's what Trump said, though, in Michigan, and it couldn't be truer. This is probably the truest place in America to say this. Decades of politicians, they destroyed places like Detroit. Why? They destroyed Detroit, and they built up Beijing. Here's President Trump.
We're taking back our country from a sick political class that got rich selling America out and bleeding America dry. We don't let that happen anymore. And we had four great years. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. The stock market went up 88%. We did great. And we're going to do better now, because now we learned a little bit. After years of leaders who sent your money to defend the borders of distant foreign nations, that's what we did. We'd fight for other nations, but not for ourselves. You finally have a president who is defending our borders and our nation. After decades of politicians who destroyed Detroit to build up Beijing, you finally have a champion for workers in the White House. And instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first. After a lifetime of unelected bureaucrats stealing your paychecks, attacking your values, and trampling your freedoms, we are stopping their gravy train, ending their power trip, and telling thousands of corrupt, incompetent, and unnecessary deep state bureaucrats, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. You're fired. Get out of here.
All right, so the word globalist came up there. Now, as I said, I don't know that that gets a crowd, but that's what it is. You have people that don't see borders. They really don't see America first. They see the deal for them. Or some of them actually believe we're better if we don't see borders. In other words, it's not just because they're corrupt and they're making a buck. They actually believe this stuff. Remember the whole idea? Let's bring China into the family of nations. Let's pretend China is not a slave state nation. Let's all pretend that. Let's bring them in here. That'll rehabilitate them. No, they're the enemy. They're the enemy of the world. They are the biggest enemy of the world in history. Bigger than the Nazis, bigger than anything else. You know it and I know it. Sheer numbers, sheer power, sheer drive to do anything they want whenever they want. So I don't know that the term globalist, if there's another, but that line didn't get applause, but it is a good one. They ruined Detroit to play up Beijing. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, let me give you the side question. Henry, I'm not sure if it's National Oatmeal Raisin Day. I saw National Oatmeal Day from Mike Opelka. And then Raisin Day under it. I'm making it Oatmeal Raisin Day. It fits our purposes better. So, you know what? Nothing against oatmeal raisin cookies, but yeah, come on. Give me a break. When you go on, I think I'll pass on that. You see chocolate chip there. People are elbowing. I observe this all the time when I go to the Giant. The vanilla, I tell them all the time, don't you have more vanilla yogurt back there, the Fit and Light vanilla yogurt?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what people want.
Yeah.
It's never filled up. All the crap over here they're trying out. Oh, we got plenty. How about trying some apricot? I don't want any apricot.
Get some fruit on the bottom, Dom.
Okay, right. Or I put my own fruit in. That's all sugar. Apricot. Apricot.
Is it apricot?
I say apricot.
I think it's one of those niche words.
I think if you say apricot, it's like you're putting on airs. It's like you're the Duke of Windsor or something. Okay. So
wait, apricot definitely sounds more British.
I don't think so. Apricot. All right, we are looking for something that's like an alternative second best to something that's really good. Now, it could be a person and then, you know, kind of a knockoff. People will eat oatmeal raisin cookies. They're free cookies. They're out there. They look good. They're packaged and all. But the chocolate chip, you just can't even fool around with it.
You're mad just because you got duped the other day picking out an oatmeal raisin cookie instead of a chocolate chip one.
I'm running out of Dr. Bentz's, who was there for a cleaning, and he's a great dentist because he has a nice big... My only complaint, Dr. Bentz, you need a bigger basket. Doesn't hold enough cookies. And these are like the specialty. So I'm grabbing a couple for the road. Then I get outside and I'm like, oh, because I did it quickly. I didn't want to look like I'm grabbing several cookies. No chocolate chips.
Oh, this is brutal.
I had the ride home was an extra 10 minutes tasting those oatmeal raisins. Bro, do you have any chocolate chip at home? I have to wash that taste out of my mouth.
The dentist didn't have good enough cookies.
He didn't have. Dr. Bentz did not have. Usually they're chocolate chip. But people are smart. I could see them rooting through. They get to the bottom. Ah, there's the chocolate chip. All right. So I'll take Wawa versus 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 7-Eleven is on the bad side of town, looks washed out.
Really? That's what you go with, though? Not Sheetz?
Well, that, too, is second rate. Sheetz we don't
so
see enough. Rate. They're not here. So
That's true.
They're building one in Downingtown. It's more the 7-Eleven. So, Henry, you're in the chair there. What do you have?
I'll take two off the board today.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Heinz ketchup. Heinz ketchup is superior to all the other ketchups on the market. I wouldn't want to be caught dead having anything else in my fridge to put on a hot dog or a cheeseburger or whatnot.
Hunt's a hot dog?
Hunt's is terrible.
You put it on hot dogs?
I like it on a hot dog, yeah. Ketchup, mustard, relish, little onions.
No, you just put relish good and mustard. Mustard, I can't imagine a hot dog.
So you're saying no ketchup on the hot dog?
That's right. Riley Gaines is a big fan, and on Twitter, people said, Riley, I love you. You almost beat Leah Thomas.
What's wrong with ketchup on a hot dog?
It's just inappropriate. You don't put...
variation is okay, and one can enjoy, a ketchup hot dog, and then also enjoy, secondary, like I did the other night. I had 18 hot dogs, I feel like, but I had a sauerkraut and, sauerkraut and spicy mustard is my favorite.
Yeah,
well, I think the thing is you can put mustard, spicy mustard, on just about anything. Ketchup, you got to limit a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't put ketchup on a turkey sandwich.
There you go.
Yeah, totally.
That's my point. All right, Dan.
I got another one before we get to Dan. How about, this might be controversial to some listeners here, but the iPhone is superior to the Android phones. I don't care if the Android is, number one in the tech and, out in front of everything. Everyone's got an iPhone. The superior product is the iPhone because they have the better marketing.
And those that don't have Androids, they always ruin group chats.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You can always point out who the lesser is.
When the green text bubbles pop up, it's just like,
who has
this
Android?
Guy? Yeah.
That's an excellent one. Dan, how about yours?
I'm going to go with people, Dom. I'm going to go two different directions. One, if you were to Google Family Feud host, you see the face of Steve Harvey. And he's good, don't get me wrong. Richard Dawson, though, all-time legend, my opinion, especially the aura that he had around him. But Richard Dawson, Dom, replaced by the name... A guy by the name of Ray Combs, and Ray Combs, for 6 years, hosted the show. Not once, if you tune into an old Family Feud episode, will you see one hosted by Ray Combs, because it was just garbage. Louis Anderson, okay. Richard Karn, not bad. John O'Hurley, the dentist, loved that. But then you have Steve Harvey now. But the lesser Dom, Ray Combs to Richard Dawson, host of Family Feud.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. And I just had another one go through. Oh, Bonds. Pierce Brosnan should not play anything.
Oh, get out of here, man.
He's horrible.
He's my nostalgia guy.
When you think of Sean Connery and you think they degenerated to that guy playing Bond, I mean, or even the other guy, Daniel Craig, they're not. It's Sean Connery. You just can't.
Oh, Craig's a good Bond. I mean, I agree with you, the Connery thing.
The Connery, and the women that were, they were superior in that. Sexist, but they were.
And with the current season of Bar Rescue Season 9, I am disappointed to say, while watching, because this is one of my background shows, Phil Wills, the mixologist, is like half 50-50 hosting it with John Taffer now. Sometimes there's episodes where there's no John Taffer. It's just Phil Wills laying into restaurant staff and bar staff. So Bar Rescue, the lesser host, Phil Wills to John Taffer. Nobody will ever replace John Taffer. Don't even try.
All right. So this is a wide field today coming off oatmeal raisin. If you're an oatmeal raisin fan, you got to explain yourself. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tap. All right, it's Dom time. I'm watching how the cabinet sits. These are open cabinet meetings. And Bessent sits next to Vance and Bondi on the other side. But they sit across from Trump. So I guess if you're looking directly toward the president, you're among the big three. I'm just trying to say, can't they put Ludneck out in the hallway? You know, just move him down a few notches there, way down on the
bench.
Get
him the booster seat.
Yeah, put him in the children's section so that we don't have to hear that advice. I'll ask, because he was on when he said yesterday that we have a deal that's done. Larry Kudlow, big guy at Fox Business, Wall Street, Trump supporter. He's here at 12:30. Haven't spoken with him in a while. Today's all the big economic news. What does it mean? All right, but they are having their chance to make the case in each department what they've done in the first 100 days. And I still would say RFK Jr. is where the action really is, despite the economic stuff. That's going to be the biggest legacy. All right, 855-839-1210. You got the side question now. Today is Oatmeal Raisin Day. Give us something that you think is the second best, is in that realm. You know, Wawa, Sheetz, Wawa, 7-Eleven, chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin. That's what we're looking for.
Lou's okay. Got a great one, Dom.
All right, let me go to Lou in Hamilton. And Lou, you're in on Talk Radio 1210 to start us off. Hey, Lou, welcome in.
Hi, guys. Yeah, the Roseanne Barr show was much better than the Conners.
Oh.
Yes, not even close. Once he took Roseanne out, I mean, how did that show limp along for, what, 5 or 6 years after she was ousted?
Going, or
no,
it
just ended.
It just ended? Okay.
Last week, I think. Yeah.
Seven seasons.
Terrible show.
What?
Terrible show.
Yeah.
Well, it was all a bunch of liberals on the new show, and it was on ABC, so it fit right in.
Yeah, the lead, imagine when he played Babe Ruth, the male lead, they had to tell me how to lose weight to play Babe Ruth. Oh, man. Back in the day when Roseanne was going strong, when you have to lose weight to play Babe Ruth, oh my God. Yeah, Roseanne's
right.
A good one.
He played him in the base. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and that was the story.
It was John Goodman, by the way.
John Goodman played him well. I thought it captured a lot of Babe Ruth, but yeah, you're going to have to. We can't make Babe Ruth that heavy. Those old-time pictures, too, seeing those spindly legs of Babe Ruth looking like he's running fast around the bases. I think it was just the cameras were poor or something.
The king of all chicken legs.
Yeah, yeah.
My hero.
Len in Pittman, Lenny, Hey, Lenny, welcome back. Lenny. What's up
tonight? Oh, man, it's like I never left. Okay. I'm talking to Dan, who's a New Jersey resident now.
Oh,
man,
yes.
Yeah, Schrader. Yeah, yes. We're buddies. Listen, I got an answer for your thing, but I'd like to start with my representative from New Jersey, Cory Booker. Could he come back to New Jersey and sit maybe at Trenton for 6 hours on the steps there or something, get something done around here? It's ridiculous. He is a total disgrace.
Or sit, I can't say Camden anymore. I have to admit, Lou Capelli and the people over and make Camden better. Can't take that punchline. How about sitting on the steps of Newark, someplace in Newark? That's what.
Going down to the ocean and sitting on a windmill? Maybe we could do that.
Wait a minute.
But listen.
Wait a minute.
Lenny,
Cory Booker is the representative in Jersey. I officially invite him to Mulligan's. I had a thing with him once, back and forth, a debate during the 2016 convention. He is an unconventional guy. He puts his hands together and bows in front of you before he sits down. So there's that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what rule of law and what process did 20 million people follow when they came into this country? And I do have an answer. David Lee Roth was Van Halen, not Sammy Hagar.
I think that's pretty good. I'll have to check with Greg Stocker on that, but I think that's a pretty good answer. All right. Oh, boy. Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. Good morning, crew.
Good morning, Joe.
I told Dan, I said, me and my dad used to get in fights over, my late dad used to get in fights over this, and I did an about-face. I loved the one guy because I played ball against his dad. His dad was one heck of a ball player for the University of Delaware. But my dad would always take one side. I would take the other. I flip-flopped. Bryce Harper, in my opinion, is better than Mike Trout.
Wow.
Well, I don't agree with you on that, but I would say this.
Of course.
I'm tired that Mike Trout was called better than Mickey Mantle statistically. Can you imagine better than Mickey Mantle? Just your eyes look at him and you go, oh, my God, there's nothing like
him. No, he was labeled. Yeah. He was labeled for all his attributes. He could run. He could throw. He can hit.
He could. Yeah.
He was labeled as the next Mickey Mantle. That's too much pressure. But I think that Bryce Harper contributed more to his team and continues to contribute more to his team than Mike Trout.
Hey, Joe.
And that's wild.
Is Mike Trout a loser?
No.
But he's
Why
never won a playoff
that?
Game.
He's just never won a playoff. And he hasn't wanted
it's
to
Shohei
win.
It's Shohei Ohtani's team for 6 years.
He could have came to the Phillies,
well,
no?
Well, here's the philosophy and the mechanics. Casey Stengel said it. You don't win baseball games. You lose them. And you lose them by pitching and defense. Mm-hmm. And they surrounded Mike with a lot of offense, but they never gave him the pitching. They really didn't.
True.
Thank you, Joe. And also, I don't know if Casey Stengel said it, Dom Giordano says it. The first skill is availability. If you can't play, sadly.
Last few seasons for him have been tough.
Right. Him, he's not as bad as
But is that
as,
motivation based? Like if he had the desire to win, wouldn't he have more desire to be out there on the field maybe?
And... He's got severe injuries, though. He's injury prone.
He's getting up there in age.
Yeah, well, and
he's having a good year thus far, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad injuries. So I can't say he does
5% of our audience that regularly wears their Trout jersey still to events.
Yeah. All right, Bryce Harper better. I'm not on board with that one, but it was a great try. I mean, the call was great. 855-839-1210. Excited to bring you Larry Kudlow, Fox Business, Wall Street, former National Economic Director, friend to President Trump. He gave him an A yesterday, but I don't think he's a tariff guy. We'll see. Why is the GDP down? They actually brought in Aaron Barnett, guru of the economy, on the CNN morning show today. They were so happy to attack the day after the 100 days. We'll put it in perspective for you. Hit us on the side. It's a really good side today, too. 855-839-1210. All right, big issues, big guests. Nobody that I know for years combines media savvy to reach the average viewer and listener. A lot on radio with Larry Kudlow. And the big picture and what it means to you when it comes to the economy, Wall Street, etc. Always happy to have here in Philadelphia Larry Kudlow from Fox Business now. Hey, Larry, it's been a long time. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. So Fox Business, 4 p.m. and then the replay at 7 p.m.
Yes, sir. We're doing very well. I'm loving it at Fox.
Well, when they put you on two times in one day, that's always a good sign. So Larry, today, any day is good to have you on to break down the breakneck of this, but the GDP, they even brought in Aaron Burnett on the CNN morning show today. Wow, to break it down. They think they have Trump, that will really scare the markets.
Well, I don't, you know, it's a weird number because you got, I guess, a lot of people were front running trade deficits and trade tariffs. So the import number was huge.
Yes.
Import number was up 41% for the first quarter. Exports were up 1.8%. But, you know, this this is interesting in other ways because business is doing very well. I want to emphasize that. Business fixed investment overall is up 10%, 9.8%. Business equipment, that's machinery and equipment, was up 22.5%. 22.5%. Wow. So
Sorry about that. Go ahead, Larry.
He actually put himself on hold, I think. Oh. So let's see if we can correct
that. Yeah, all right. Let's see what we can do here. Larry? I don't know if there's breaking news.
Yeah, we're
going
to have
something.
I don't know what happened.
Okay,
there,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's. We'll yeah, I'll put him on hold, and you can figure it out with him. I'll take some calls. We'll get back with Larry Kudlow. I don't know if someone's breaking in from the Dom Giordano show. Wait a minute here. I don't know. Trump's at the cabinet meeting. I don't know who else that could be. 855-839-1210. You heard what he said, though, the GDP number versus some of these other numbers. I said the underlying economy really good. So can they use that? Well, the markets don't like it again today, Wall Street so far. And that's what the fear is. But Kudlow gives the president a straight A, particularly mentioning the promises kept, the border. Henry's trying to catch up with him. So side question today. Hit us with something like the chocolate chip, secondary oatmeal raisin. We've heard some great ones so far. Let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Hey, Susan, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Dom. I just want to make one comment because I've been listening all morning. The Republican Party, I don't know that it is the Republican Party now. It's the Trump Party, and I worry after Trump, the enthusiasm will die down, even if we have a moron running as a Democrat.
Well, that's the big thing here, you know. I mean, I have to call him as I see him. I don't see it in J.D. Vance. The one guy who gets the enthusiasm going among Republicans, conservatives, would be, of course, Don Jr., but having a president followed by the son is almost impossible. So yeah. I hear your point. That's why a lot has to be done here. And the Trump voters have to be looked in the face and told, you know what? We're not going to cheer you on if you don't show up in the midterms and vote, because if you don't do that, they're going to stop the Trump agenda. How many times do we have to tell you that?
That's true. And my answer is, how many times have you gone to the store and you've looked for your favorite item and it says new and improved?
Yes.
And it's never better than the original.
That is a great insight. And, you know, one of the reasons is when we're comfortable with something and we think this is just exactly what we want in it, why do we have to be told, well, you're going to like it better? You know, I like a certain kind of light bulb. Oh, no. Remember that? We're going to take away your light bulbs. The government's going to mandate. Sometimes it's a government mandate telling you this is better for you. That is a very good one, Susan. Very good. All right. What happened with Larry there, Henry?
For the life of me, I don't know. I've never seen that happen before.
Where, it was some kind of thing that came over that told
So that's him, the hold music. When someone puts you on hold, that's the music that comes up. So he must have put us on hold. I just gave him a couple rings. I didn't get a response. Okay. So we'll
reschedule with him or find out what happened here. If there could be something, you know, I'll grill it out of him what the heck happened here when he comes back on. I've never had that. Well, I've had weird stuff happen with a guest, so. All right, 855-839-1210. Do you get that on board? I was just starting. I mean, this day of all days when all this economic stuff comes down. One update. Yesterday we spent a good bit of time, could have spent more even,
on the Eagles. Oh, okay. All right. Let's go back to Larry Kudlow. Hey, Larry, what happened here? The president trying to reach you?
Yeah, well, there was another call. I didn't pick it up, but it knocked you out. So
yeah, okay. We'll accept that, Larry. So, Larry, we were talking the underlying economy is good. Here's what I wanted to know from you, though. You don't strike me as the type of tariff situation that we've had. Targeted tariffs, I could see Kudlow, but what do you think of how this has played out with the continued tariffing?
Well, look, I think the fundamental policy is correct. Reciprocal fair trade is a fine policy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got major trading partners, China, European Union, Mexico, India, Brazil, their tariff rates are 4, 5, 6 times our tariff rates, okay? So we're denied market access. And that is, and our tariff rate, our average rate is the lowest in the world, 2.5%. So we're being taken advantage of. And it's been going on for decades. And I think Trump is exactly right to push for fair trade and a level playing field. And ironically, for all the criticism, I mean, I know the guy very well. And of course, trade was a very important issue in the first term when I was in there. His idea is if you charge us more, we'll charge you more. But if you charge us less, we will charge you less. So ironically, this could open up lower tariffs worldwide. Okay. It may be actually the best free trade move we've seen, in 25, 35 years. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's exactly right. And I know that's what he wants. There was shock and awe. On April 2nd, I probably would have recommended playing it a little differently. But now the deal making starts and he wants to bring down tariffs worldwide. And I think that's good. And I don't think free traders give him any credit for that. And they shouldn't.
Larry Lutnick, I don't know if it was on your show, the Commerce Secretary said they do have a deal. But then he said the Parliament and the chief executive have to sign off on it. How close are we? And I can imagine these things are in the weeds. It takes months, if not years, to get over all the hurdles. If they get a few on the board, do people on Wall Street then recognize that and things calm down?
Yeah, I think that's right. Probably India will be the first.
Okay.
But I think they're, pretty close, a few weeks away from Vietnam, probably South Korea, probably Taiwan. Europe's going to take a lot longer. The Europeans are impossible. They're absolutely impossible, not only from tariffs, but from non-tariff regulations. And, of course, China is, China, you cannot rely on China. I was there. I helped negotiate the phase one deal with China, which was signed in January 2020. China's impossible. But in any event, I think you're going to see several deals. And I agree with you about the stock market. I would buy. Look, you've got tariff deals right in front of us. And a month or so after that, 2 months after that, you're going to get big tax cut bill, which includes deregulation and energy production. And border and military. I mean, I would just take advantage of any dips in the stock market right now, and I'd buy the indexes. I always buy the spiders, and I'd hold on to it for the next 50 years.
I'm writing that 50 years. Okay. Hey, Larry, what do you have coming up at 4 today on the Fox Business?
Well, the president is speaking to a bunch of CEOs. And so we're going to take that. We will take that live for at least a few minutes. And then I have NEC director Kevin Hassett. It's my old job. He's a very dear friend of mine. John Carney of Breitbart is going to talk about the economy. Newt Gingrich is going to come on and talk about the first 100 days. You know, the first 100 days is very important. Promises made, promises kept. We're going to get the tax cuts, going to get the deregulation, we're going to get the energy. And the other thing I want to add, culturally, Trump's changing the country. And he was mandated to from November 5th in his big win in that election. He is ending DEI. He's ending ESG. He's putting religion and God back into our culture. He's not afraid. He has a faith office in the White House that he opened up. Religious freedom is an important development in the first 100 days. So I love what he's doing on the economy. I love what he's doing on the border, and I love what he's doing on the culture. We have got to have a traditional Judeo-Christian culture, and people should not be afraid to talk about God. They should not be afraid to worship, whatever their choice is. And he's also ending the weaponization of justice. So these are huge things, huge positive things. Don't look at these polls are so phony right now. The Washington Post and the New York Times giving him only 35%. They're waiting it by 35%, but he got 50% in the election. So these polls are completely phony and fake news. I like what he's doing. Color me 100% behind him.
Gotcha, Larry. Larry, thank you very much for coming on. Anytime you have a project, something you want to come on and talk, we're here for you. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Larry Kudlow here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We have no explanation for his system that put us on hold there. I suspect it's gremlins out there. All right,
Newman Price knows why. He said that your earlier mention of gravy rather than sauce offended Larry Kudlow so much that he just had to cut his call short.
So he's a sauce guy.
He's a sauce guy.
Yeah, but Newman Price doesn't exactly have a lot of vowels in there. So I discount that, Newman. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, it's Numani Prisilli.
Is it?
Actually, yeah, no.
Okay. Well, Giuseppe.
You roll the R.
Giuseppe Tarzia, I guess it is going to be on today from Italy to update us on our big trip to Sicily, what they have cooked up that's special this time around. Now, he's going to say sauce, I believe, and I'm going to try to convince him again. I need somebody from South Philly to call in. He's on at 2 o'clock. Probably a woman that has a secret recipe, and you can explain to him why it's gravy.
I have cuts here somewhere. I'll find him in a second. But he's already weighed in on this, Dom. I don't know if he's changed his opinion.
Well, that's why I'm persuasive. Yeah. I don't let up.
I mean, he's a true Italian, and he's saying it's sauce. So
yeah, he's in Italy. I'm in South Philly.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, really?
I mean, South Philly is the lexicon here, not Italy.
Can you pop this up for me?
Go ahead.
There
you go, Giuseppe.
My mother just made some yesterday. I'm confirming it was sauce.
See? And that was the second time. The first time he said this, Dom, he said...
I know that there's also in America a big fight against saying gravy or sauce.
What do you say, Giuseppe?
It's sauce.
See? Oh, see? Mm.
So it's, see? I forgot the other time. I need somebody from South Philly. For a minute, we'll put you to the
head
of the
line. That's not Italy.
It doesn't matter.
The guy from Italy usurps the guy from South Philly.
Yeah, they're peasants. They're peasants there. Yeah, Frank.
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra.
What the hell?
That was Frank Sinatra.
Wow. I don't care. Sid Mark should have said, Dom Giordano's here. He'll tell you what it is. And I don't like your singing. Give me a break. What does Sinatra know? Come on, somebody from South Philly. Yeah, you're right. Frank or
thanks
one of those
to
guys.
Jim Kelly for that deep pull there.
Thank you, Jim. Somebody down South Philly has to straighten this out. You got to give them the reason why it's called gravy. Now, when we did this big event down at the Wells Fargo Center, Gravy Fest, we didn't call it Sauce Fest. It was called Gravy Fest.
Yeah, a great Thanksgiving event, you know, with all the turkey and gravy that you guys
Yeah, and
served.
The great Pat Cooper was there.
Oh, yeah?
So there's the – he called it gravy.
A guy that didn't even want to use his Italian name.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't back then. So there was
what does he know about the correct terms for Italians if he doesn't even use his – well, I guess Pat – is Pat Cooper his name? No, it's Pasquale Vito Caputo. Come
that's
on.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, so you're going to tell a guy like that it's not
gravy.
Yeah, so
Pat Cooper is his sauce name. Or no, that's his gravy name, while Pasquale Caputo is his sauce name.
No, you have the opposite.
No, the true Italian term.
All right, 855-839-12. You're in South Philly. Come on. Straighten this out once and for all. Sinatra, they're pulling in against me. In Sicily, I'm going to regale you at lunch or wherever. We'll have this debate. I don't know if Giuseppe will be our tour guide. I'm kind of saying to Ken Chase, I don't know about this guy Giuseppe. Bad for business here.
Hey, pop that up one more time in case the listeners missed that because it just came so rapid fire. Yeah. Here's Sid Mark asking Frank Sinatra about sauce and gravy.
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
Yeah.
Man.
Sid Mark was the all-time greatest of the show for 90 years. How could he get that wrong? I bet his son, if listening today, would say, Dad was off on that. It's gravy.
Mangle Mush says Sinatra sucks, so he must be on your side here.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get a line here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, another guy taking shots at Saquon Barkley because of his wife. I thought in America, it's hard enough to find the person you love. Do we have to look at race now? Apparently, Barkley should look at race. To determine who his significant
Are
other
you over
is.
For break or
yes,
oh,
I think so.
We got Jay in South Philly. Who wants to,
if he can come on up, coming up, I'll play him right away.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, Jay. Hang there quickly. 855-839-1210. Oh. All right, who is that? It's not Vic Damone. Is that Tony Bennett? No,
no.
It's not Tony.
It's Dino.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, I think I could say he would say what Sinatra told him to say.
What did Sinatra say? You want to pop that up again there,
Yeah,
Henry?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, here you go.
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
I wish I had known that's it. I would have said, that's it. That's it. It's over. Jay in
South. The hero of Italian-Americans, Frank Sinatra, calling it Sawstop.
Well, there are other heroes. We have plenty of them. Americo Vespucci.
Forget about that guy, Frank.
Americo Vespucci
Marconi.
Discovered the company. Marconi. All right.
Call up Marconi. What's he say?
Chef Boyardee, might I add. Let's go to Jay in South Philly. All right, Jay, settle this. You're in South Philly. Go right ahead.
All right, I'm going to settle this the way I settle every family function. My brother's in-laws are from Italy. My wife is from South Philly. My wife calls it gravy. They call it sauce. The way I look at it, if it's cooked with meat, it's gravy.
Ah.
There you go. Yeah, that's
well, we're not talking about
homemade gravy.
But we're just talking straight tomato sauce. It's just sauce. We're not talking meat sauce. We're not talking bolognese here.
What do you mean? I mean, what are you having gravy on? You're having it on pasta. It's got to be gravy.
Yeah, but you can have meat sauce or you can just have sauce, you know? And meat sauce would be called gravy, right?
I would never say the words meat sauce. I get killed. But,
So, are you Italian?
I am not, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. That was nice play.
I like that.
Jay, stay there for a second. Henry Bill of Drescher. Some guy out in the suburbs now. Stay right
Bill
there,
Bill agrees
Jay.
With Jay, though. I thought he was going to disagree with Jay.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring Bill up. Hey, Bill, what do you say?
I said it's sauce because gravy is made from meat. I mean, that's the end of the discussion. You make gravy from meat.
Yeah, well, what do you think people do in South Philly, though? They often put meat in it, meat stock.
Yeah, but if you eat it without the meat, what's it called?
Sauce.
Yes.
I still wouldn't call it sauce. Here's the problem. That brown stuff, people don't like that in South Philly. This is the creme de la creme, and that's why it's that's
Suze
why it's
loves
great.
Jeffy brings a new piece of evidence to this argument, Dom. She says Dom Giordano isn't a regular meat eater, so when you're eating pasta, most of the time you would be eating it with sauce rather than gravy.
No, I would for pasta. I'm okay with a little meat in there. I mean, I'm not a stiff.
You need the meat.
Yeah, that,
Jay.
We'll quote you on that.
Jay also coming in on a YouTube chat. Joe says, "What's the matter with a guy from South Philly?" Says all the Italians moved over to South Jersey. What do you got to say to that? Are there still Italians in South Philly down there?
Plenty of them.
All right.
Well, Joe, Jay, to that point, Still the majority in South Philly. And if you get down around Patterson Avenue, even going north of that, Oregon in there, it's still 75% Italian. Come on.
Yeah, get some great Mediterranean food.
Yeah,
down there,
yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Sure. Congrats to your wife, Jay. You married well. Thank you, Jay. Thanks for it. It's still Italian. I don't know the actual statistics, but in theory, it is.
Yeah. I don't even want to screen. Can you just put call number one on the line? It's Frank in South Philly. He's going to have
to. Yeah. Okay, Frank, we'll give you a quick shot here. Hey, Frank,
welcome
in.
I'm not even screening you. What do you want to say, Frank?
Yeah, what do you want to say, Frank?
Who is this, Jim?
No, you're on there. We're not screaming you, Frank.
Hey, Dan, this is Brewmaster from South Philadelphia, Frank.
Yeah, yes. And Frank, you're on the air. I'm not screaming you. You're on the air. We went straight to it. You're a food guy down in South Philly. What do you want to say, sauce or gravy, sir?
It's gravy. Only the northern part of Italy says sauce. It's gravy. I'm food master of South Philadelphia. I've been in the food business for 50 years.
There you go.
I was born in Italy. And Dom, when you go to Calabria, I introduce you with five of my cousins over there. It's called Badalato. Second best. Badalato Calabria. And they call it gravy. It's gravy in South Philly. Gravy in Badalato.
Badalato.
And Dan, listen.
Yeah.
If you pass by my house, I got nine cases of gravy. We jar every August of every year. Me and my wife and a few.
You crush those tomatoes yourself?
Yes, we got a machine that we scorch them, then we crush it with a machine, then it comes. The seeds come out one end, and the skin comes out on the same end, and then the meat of the gravy comes out, and then we turn around and simmer it for another hour. Add a little bit of what's it called, salt on there. I got the videos of it that I made last year, and like I said, we did 650 pounds of gravy of tomatoes last year.
Thank you, Frank, very much. Thank you, Frank. All right, so when Giuseppe gets here, I'm going to tell him about this place, and Frank assures me that's the Italy trip. You can't miss this just for the settling of the score. By the way, he'll be here today at 2 o'clock. If you haven't heard, I don't know how many times have I told you about Sicily, get with Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. And I've told Ken Chase, all right, I agree to go to the locale of Godfather 3. It's all Godfather 3 films in Calabria and Sicily. I cannot agree, though, if it's the word sauce is mentioned in any of that. It's in a small print. Dave DiRenzo signed it for me.
When you include it with linguine and clams, what do you have there? Clam what?
Clam gravy in South Philly. Yes, boy. Yeah. They can say whatever they want.
Clam gravy.
As much as I love Johnny, I'm not saying sauce even in Mulligan's. Johnny can't say it.
Clam sauce.
He would say to me, I got it, Dom. It's gravy. Tell Dan to go sit in the back there. No way. All right, 855-839-1210. Thank you, Frank. Big 1 o'clock hour coming up, and we'll talk with Giuseppe at 2 o'clock. RFK Jr. is talking about the first 100 days involving him. And again, as we've said, he is the legacy piece where he is. I'm listening to that. We're watching a cabinet here. What he's doing is going to be ultimately, other than the president, the biggest deal in this entire cabinet. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.